Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining me. Now, firstly, just to understand, is refraining from shaking the hands of female counterparts required as part of the Muslim faith for men?
Not necessarily. It's actually open to subject to difference of opinion, and it needs to be understood in context. It's about the gender respect that we have for one another. It's not for men. It's actually for women and for men. So this idea that men and women have a gender respect, if you want to call it that, like their own sense of personal boundaries. And those that choose to not basically go into that personal boundary will also choose not to shake another person's hand that they are not related to. So it applies to both men and women. It's really a personal choice, and it's really up to the individual. So it's not necessarily a religious injunction per se.
Okay. Now, there's been discussion that the Muslim conception of women is incompatible with that of the Western world's understanding of femininity. A lot of these claims, though, have come from commentators who don't necessarily have knowledge of the specificities of the Islamic faith. Could you elaborate a bit more on how the Islamic faith views women?
It's really interesting how we're constantly going back to the same question that Muslims seem to be oppressed within their own tradition. I've been doing community work for over 30 years, and if I go back to the papers that I've been interviewing 30 years ago, it was exactly the same question, that you are oppressed, the headscarf is oppressive, that you don't have any rights, and we're very much using a Western model to view other people's cultures and other people's traditions, which is not very new at all. We've done this throughout time, colonization, imperialism, where we look at other cultures and we view them with our lens. So I thank you for allowing us to have the platform and speak for ourselves. And I can only represent myself, and that is, as a Muslim woman, I come from a tradition where men and women are viewed equally in the sight of God. There might be differences in terms of our outward appearance, but our spirit and our responsibilities to this planet and to one another is one and the same. So we're constantly looking at the outward, and this mere fact that we see a woman wearing a headscarf and we see a man wearing a hat, we don't see that this has nothing to do with their internal equality and internal practices. And once again, we view that the expression of equality or the expression of freedom is about unveiling, which is really interesting. I see myself as a Muslim feminist, and to me, feminism is all about choice and all about the ability to make that choice for yourself. But we don't see that played out in a Western dialogue about Islam and about Muslims in particular.
Well, it's certainly problematic when we have a whole bunch of people, and I guess a whole bunch of men speaking for Muslim women, that it's oppressive or it's not oppressive, and we're not listening to the voices of the women themselves. Now, with regard to the recent backlash concerning this incident at Hurstville Boys, how would you respond to the apprehensions that have come up as a result of this?
I'm actually really surprised and really concerned about how this has gained so much media publicity and why this is creating so much chaos in our community. This is a tradition that people have practiced 1,400 years, that we have different traditions, different cultures. The Japanese, if you tap them on the shoulder, tap them on the back, that's considered offensive. So when we go to Japan or Japanese people come here and do business with us, we learn their tradition and we learn their culture and we respect that. I have a problem with the fact that as Australians, we're not able to accept other people's cultures and traditions. And why it's made frontline news, this is really interesting. Something that, like I said, has been practiced in Australia for such a long time that I've met the Prime Minister and I've met the Premier, and sometimes I've chosen to shake their hands, other times I haven't. And they have been spoken to about this, and they recognise that this is Islamic tradition and that is fine, I will respect that. Why all of a sudden has it made frontline news? I'm not understanding. It almost seems like anything that a Muslim does is going to be up for scrutiny now. Everything. I don't drink coffee. Is that going to be up for discussion now, why I have not assimilated Australian culture and that I don't drink coffee? I can only laugh at it now because it's just becoming really absurd. I just feel the Islamic tradition and the Muslim community are so under the microscope that we just cannot get anything right.
Yeah, well, I think that that's interesting. I mean, there's a whole lot of back and forth controversy happening, and it's interesting that things which in the past might have gone unnoticed are getting so much media attention now in 2017. Well, one final question for you is, what would you say is key to us in moving forward to a place where reconciliation and understanding can dominate our relationship with Muslim Australians?
I would honestly say that it's sincere intention to get to know the other and actually listen, and not listen just to soundbites and controversy, and not to play into these one-off incidences that make frontline news, and actually step back and say, well, what is wrong with that? And why is that an issue? Why is that making frontline news? I'd like us to be a community that challenges and asks the questions. And if you don't know, just go out there and research and meet Muslims and find out for yourself. Because I am concerned for the future generations. We're heading down this line that we are just going to continue creating an us and them mentality.
Yeah, well, that's certainly the worry, isn't it? The us and them mentality. Sara, thanks very much for joining me to unpack this. It's really good to hear, the Muslim side of this whole angle when all the media hubbub has been going on. There's been a bit of demonization and that sort of stuff. So it's very nice to hear your voice in this.
Thank you kindly for the opportunity.
Cheers.